Okay, so thanks so much for the opportunity. Yeah, so may I have your name first?
Abigail Erickson.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, so let's start with an easy question. What did you have for lunch?
I had a burger.
How do you feel about that?
Amazing. It was very good.
Nice. So here, you can see we have a scale here. And so if 10 towards to very trust and 0 towards to distrust, where would you put yourself on the scale regarding to a voting system in general?
I would say 7.
Okay. So 7?
Yes.
So why do you choose this point?
I think because last year there was a lot of confusion for the election and voting and stuff. And that's why my trust went down a little bit. But I'm also hoping this year that they get things back into order and organize things better and just have things better set. Yeah.
So where do you think people should be on the scale? Like, what's the ideal point on here?
Okay.
If it's different. Yeah.
Probably 7.
Yeah, the same?
Yeah, the same. Yeah.
Okay. So, again, why do you choose 7?
Yeah. Again, just because others maybe have same distrust of the unorganization as last year, or maybe they do trust because they did not see the unorganization. I did personally, but I think a 7 is the same for what I believe, yeah.
So what do you think people can do, or under what situation that we can enhance this kind of trust?
I'm not.
Or like, what can be done?
What can be done? I would say personally, just, again, better organization, maybe have things just set up better. Because I know some things were just kind of all over the place. Have people checked that are checking ballots, like their backgrounds and stuff like that. I think that's something that could really put people's trust back into the system. Yeah.
So are there any like personal stories or your personal experience on voting that you want to share?
Personally, actually, my grandma has passed away a couple years ago, and her name was used on a false ballot, we found out, for one of the presidents last year. And so that was put my trust back because she has passed away, and then they used her name like she was alive still. So that's what made my trust go down from the voting system. Yeah.
So it's a little bit negative. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. So do you also want to do our like the teach a kid how to vote challenge?
Sure.
Okay, nice. So you can see here, we have, just imagine that you are in front of those kids. Those are kids from the UWM Children's Center. Yeah, just imagine you are in front of them, and how would you like to explain to them what is voting and why it's important to vote and how to vote?
Okay.
Just try to use their language.
Yeah. So voting is very important because it determines what happens in our country and who we want to take over and control what we need. And I think it's important just because of our values and what we need to happen in this country. So, yeah.
So how about the process?
Yeah.
The process of this?
Process of voting.
Yeah.
So the process of voting, you go in, you show your ID, and then you get a ballot with names on it, and you check off which people you like and you want in office.
I think that's easy for them to understand, yeah. And then, do you have a plan to vote in November?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So, is there anything else that you also want to share?
No. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
Yeah.